Welcome back to Via the Source, where you can get news about the entire NFL and, of course, the Miami Dolphins. Fins up, here's Steven, your host.
What's up, guys? Today's date is April 27th. I'm Steven Masso, and as always, you're listening to Via the Source. Now, this episode, I'm going to be sounding pretty happy, and that's because the Dolphins found a quarterback that I really liked. It was someone I was very big on, and that's Josh Rosen. I've been saying it from the very early days of my podcast that Josh Rosen just looked special to me. Out of all the quarterbacks in the last draft class, I loved Baker Mayfield, but I said I couldn't help but think that Josh Rosen just has something special and he could be the best one in this class. I got a bunch of hate from my friends. I do episodes for Dolphins Talk where I host an episode occasionally. I threw around the same idea that the Dolphins should trade for him, and I got some hate on there too. Well, the Dolphins, I guess, saw eye to eye with what I was thinking. They made a move and they saw him. So I just want to touch on a few of the points again just to stress why I think this was a good move for the Miami Dolphins. So we must first talk about the trade. First, the Miami Dolphins traded down in the second round with the New Orleans Saints. They gave up, it was the 48th overall pick, and they traded down to get the 62nd pick. In that trade with the Saints, the Dolphins were able to acquire a second round pick in 2020. That is huge. So the Dolphins have this second round pick still in 2019, and that is what they traded to the Arizona Cardinals, that one being the 62nd overall pick, as well as a fifth round pick in 2020. Again, that is what they sent to the Cardinals in exchange for Josh Rosen. And why I think this is a good deal, the first one being Josh Rosen is a guy who was selected in the first round of what was considered a very stacked quarterback class last year. He was selected in the first round. Now, we saw plenty of guys falling in this draft, and this was considered a very weak class. So just remember that. They're going to hype up all the quarterbacks every single year, but Josh Rosen was getting a lot of hype last year in what was considered a very good quarterback class. His accuracy was his major talking point. People were raving about how accurate, how good of a ball he threw, and that was what really got me excited about him. I've been on him since day one, that he could throw this beautiful tight spiral. Some of the nicest passes you'll ever see come from Josh Rosen. Now, of course, he had this historically bad season with the Arizona Cardinals, so I'm not saying that he is a guarantee to reach this pinnacle, this huge thing that I have him reaching. I'm not entirely sure that he will reach that, but even if he doesn't, just this opportunity that he could is too much to pass up on for the Miami Dolphins. This is a guy who is a first-round talent. He was in a very bad situation. His offensive coordinator was fired midway through the season. His offensive line was terrible. He was a rookie still trying to learn the game, and they basically just threw him in there to the Sharks. He was in a very, very bad situation. I'm not going to say that he wasn't playing bad, because he definitely did, but Jared Goff also played bad his rookie season. He was in a bad system. Jeff Fisher was a bad coach for him. He came back in with a different system, Sean McVay, and guess what? He was a completely different guy. So if you don't like this deal, what I have to ask you is, well, would you have wanted the Dolphins to make a move for Jared Goff after that terrible rookie season? Because if you said no to that, then you would be missing out on an extreme talent. So I can't say with certainty that Josh Rosen will be some amazing quarterback. I sure hope he will. I really think he could be. But the opportunity itself that presents itself with this at a cheap cost and him being at the quarterback position, the risk of paying just a second round pick is tremendously outweighed by what a quarterback of his caliber could bring to this franchise. An elite quarterback on a rookie contract could completely change an entire franchise. It's not like you're getting some lineman or you're getting a running back. This is the quarterback position, the most valuable position in all of sports. That's why they are paid the highest in all of football, and it's not every day that a team just gives up on a first round quarterback. You could use that as a knock on Rosen. I think it's more about the regime change and Cliff Kingsbury not wanting to be attached to a quarterback that he didn't pick. I think it has more to do with that and less about what Josh Rosen is as a player. So the Dolphins were able to go out and they got a first round talent, and at the end of the day, if he doesn't work out, if you give him this year and he really doesn't show any sorts of promise, then guess what? You can go out and get your quarterback in 2020. You have picks for days in 2020. And if it does work, if he does show some sort of promise, then you could stack that team around him and the future becomes now with Josh Rosen at the helm. So those are just my initial thoughts. I have a few more thoughts. A lot of people were on him about this idea that he's on social media too much. Steve Smith really ripped into him, saying that he should get off Twitter and go to the weight room because he unfollowed the Cardinals on Instagram and Twitter. That is the most ridiculous thing I've heard. And I have extreme respect for Steve Smith. He makes great points like 99% of the time. But one, here's a franchise that was posting you all off season saying Josh is our guy. Kingsbury said that. They had a huge Twitter picture. Josh Rosen is our guy. They released a Twitter video a few days ago with Josh Rosen smiling in this Cardinals hype video. And then here they go and basically replace you on the highest stage after you only have one season where they didn't help you at all offensively. And they go out and replace you. And you're checking your timeline. All you see is your replacement right there. And people are mad at him for unfollowing. I would have done the same thing. And I don't really think it's that big of a deal. I think that's just how the modern era is. I don't think it's too much to look into. And I know people are making jokes like, oh, you know, Joe Flacco is going to unfollow because Drew Lock got drafted. No, this was a young guy, a first round pick who was just replaced the following year. He has all rights to be mad about that. And frankly, I'm happy that he has a chip on his shoulder. I want him to play angry. One of my favorite interviews was the one that he was talking about before he was drafted last year, where he was saying all these things about how he's been the number two his entire career, that everyone hypes up Mayfield and everyone hypes up Darnold, and he's just always been there, and he will be the one that withstands all this time and be the last one standing. So this is the ultimate chip on the shoulder for Josh Rosen. I think if he is true to his word, if he truly does get motivation from this mentality of being the second best guy all the time, well, then he has that motivation like times 1,000. It can't get any more of an intense situation right now for Josh Rosen. So I don't think the social media thing is a big deal. I think it's kind of odd how they're basically bashing Josh Rosen for this, but they're not holding the team to any accountability. There's no loyalty with the team, but people are mad at Josh Rosen for unfollowing them. That's ridiculous to me. And then when you have Nick Bosa, you know, liking all these white supremacist tweets and they're just glossing over that, that kind of strikes me the wrong way too. I really don't think it's a big deal. And plus, Josh Rosen was there for all the workouts. He never complained once. All he did was unfollow them. Take that as you wish. I mean, there are NFL players that will completely bash their team, the Dez Bryants, the Antonio Browns. All he did was unfollow them right before he got traded. It's really not that big of a deal. I think Steve Smith is in the wrong, and he should be using this energy to attack players who are doing worse things. Guys like Tyreek Hill, guys who are getting suspended. You shouldn't be attacking someone, telling someone to get in the weight room when you don't really even know what they're doing in their off time. Just because it takes 5 seconds to unfollow someone doesn't mean they're absolutely doing nothing all day. I think that was a ridiculous take from him. And that is how I'm going to wrap up this episode, guys. As always, you can follow me on Twitter. That is at Shady Steven. You can follow my podcast as well on Twitter. That is at Via The Source. I'm going to try to put out a bunch more content, potentially a video element for you guys. If some people request it, that would be great. And as always, I appreciate all the downloads. It really does mean a lot. It really motivates me and encourages me to continue to try to progress and really grow with this podcast as much as I can. So as always, you guys are the ones to thank. And as always, feel free to share your opinions. I'm not going to bash you, even if you hate Josh Rosen. I could completely understand. I just like the idea of getting a first round talent and then seeing where it goes in the future. As always, again, you can follow me on Twitter at Shady Steven. I'm your host, Steve Amasso, and this will end my episode. This was Via The Source.